Okay, I'd like to share with you what I said on Yom Kippur. So, first, right after Kol Nidre, I said the following. We find that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said Vidui three times. First, he said Vidui for himself and his family, for all the sins that he and his family had committed. Then he said Vidui, then he said he confessed on the Chatos, he confessed for all of the Kohanim. And then he said a third Vidui, for on the soil Azazel, on the goat that was sent out to Azazel, he said a vidui for all of Bnei Yisrael. So there were three confessions, one for himself and his family, one for the Kohanim, and one for all of Bnei Yisrael. And the difficulty is why is it necessary to have three separate confessions? Since the Kohen Gadol and his family and the Kohanim are all part of Klal Yisrael, and the third confession includes all of Klal Yisrael, so why is it necessary for the Kohen Gadol and his family to have a separate confession and the Kohanim to have a separate confession? Why aren't they all included in the confession individually that he makes for all of Klal Yisrael? And I suggested that we can understand this with a mashal. A king who is a very righteous, just king has many, many countries, many provinces that are under his rule. And there's obviously rules in the kingdom of what is allowed to be done, what is not allowed, what is not allowed to be done, what has to be done. But as usual, not everybody keeps to the rules. And despite the fact that there's reward for those who observe the rules of the king, and there's punishment for those who disobey the king, nevertheless, there are always those that don't take the rule seriously. So the king, in his great wisdom, came up with an idea. He summoned all of his sons, and he said to them, "Listen here. I believe that that the tactic that will work best to convince people to observe the rules of the kingdom would be that if members of the royal family would live in different parts of my country, and people would see how the royal family conducts themselves, they'll see the great fortune. They'll see the beauty of living a righteous and just life. They'll see the beauty of living the royal lifestyle. So that will be the type of lifestyle that people would want to adopt for themselves. So instead of having, or in addition to having, rules and regulations with reward and punishment, there will be, people will actually see how beautiful it is to live this royal life, and it will be something that is, they'll realize that something that people will want to adopt, to think it will be something that would be attractive to people to adopt as their own lifestyle. So therefore, says the king to his children, I want each and every one of you to move out to a different province in my kingdom, I want you to build family, to build your family in these different provinces. So that way, as the royal family grows, there will be more role models for people to look at, for people to observe, and for people to be attracted to. And that way I'll be able to spread the beauty of the royal lifestyle to all areas of my province. So all of the king's sons moved out to these different provinces, and the king's plan was very successful in many of the provinces, since these princes conducted themselves in a royal manner, and their families conducted themselves in a royal manner, and as a result, people did see the beauty and were attracted to this type of lifestyle. However, in one of these provinces, instead of the king's son conducting himself in a royal manner, so that the citizens of this province would learn by his example, instead, it was the king's son, since he felt so distant from his father, the king's son, instead of the citizens learning from him, he in turn learned a way of life from the citizens, and he himself deviated from his father's lifestyle. And as a result, since he was the leader of this province, the citizens knew no better than to follow this leader's example. The king's son built a family who also looked to him for guidance and looked to follow his example. And since his example was not to live his life in a royal manner, they knew no better, and they also conducted their life as such. So one day, a telegram arrived from the king to this son that he will be arriving to visit him and to visit his country where he had sent him to rule, with the hope of seeing that the citizens of this country have learned from his son's behavior and learned from his son's conduct to live a more royal and just lifestyle. So as soon as the king's son received this telegram, he began to tremble. Not only has he not had an impression on the people, on the citizens of this country, to turn them to the better, quite the contrary, he has learned from the citizens of the country and deviated from his father's way of life. And he knew that when his father comes, that not only will he be accountable for his own deviation from his father's lifestyle, but he'll be accountable for the deviation of his own family from his father's lifestyle, because had he been the appropriate example, then they would have followed in his ways. It's only because that he deviated from his father's lifestyle that his family didn't follow in his ways. And due to the fact that his family didn't follow in his ways, that the citizens of the country had no one to learn from, and they knew no better. All they knew was to learn from the example of their leader, And for all they knew, for knowing no better, to them this was a royal lifestyle. So he wasn't just accountable for his own deviation. He was accountable for the fact that his family didn't follow the royal lifestyle. And he was accountable for the fact that the entire country didn't follow his father's lifestyle. So the thought of his father's arrival was a frightening thought. And the son realized that he only has one option left. This is his last chance to serve as an example for his entire country. And that would be that when his father comes, he would fall to his father's feet and tell his father, "I have not conducted myself properly. I have done this when I should have done this. And I have done this when I should have done this. And I haven't done this when I should have done this." And since he serves as an example, and his family and the entire citizenship will be looking on as he confesses to his father, that itself will serve as an example as to what should have been done and what shouldn't have been done. So the Nimshal is understood. The lesson is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo appoints the Kohen Gadol, who is the priestly figure, to serve as a role model for Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo appoints the Kohen Gadol to build his family, which are the Kohanim, to conduct themselves in a royal manner, to conduct themselves as true B'nai Malachim. So as a result, B'nai Yisrael should be able to learn from their example. But if the Kohen Gadol doesn't conduct himself properly, so that the immediate result is that the Kohanim, who are learning from his example, don't conduct themselves properly. And as a result of that, the Bnei Yisrael that are learning from the Kohanim also not conducting themselves properly. But the one that needs to confess for all of them is the Kohen Gadol. Because had he conducted himself the way he should have, then they all would have been learning from his example. So the Kohen Gadol first has to confess, he has to make a confession for himself. As all Bnei Yisrael and Kohanim look on, he now serves as an example as he confesses to Hashem and says, "Chatasi avisi pashati, I have sinned. I should have conducted myself better in this area or in that area." And then the Kohen Gadol confesses for the averus of the Kohanim. It's not the Kohanim confessing, it's the Kohen Gadol confessing for the averus of the Kohanim, because those are his fault as well. Because had he conducted himself better, the Kohanim would have had a role model to look to and to follow. And then the Kohen Gadol confesses for Bnei Yisrael, because that's his fault as well. Had he conducting himself better, the Kohanim would have learned from him, and Bnei Yisrael would have learned from the Kohanim. Now, if we think about it a little bit, we would realize that each and every one of us is a Kohen Gadol in a certain sense. We have families that look to us for direction. We have families that look to us as a role model. We need to serve as an example of of how a Yid is supposed to act, how a Yid is supposed to conduct themselves, what are the appropriate things to do, what are the appropriate things not to do, what are the appropriate things to say and not to say. And when we don't conduct ourselves properly, we're not only accountable for ourselves. We're accountable for our immediate family, our immediate surroundings that learn from us, and we're accountable for all of those that could have learned from our surroundings. So there's a triple vidui. There's a triple vidui that we all need to say. A vidui for ourselves, a vidui for those that immediately surround us, and a vidui for all those that could have been potential students, people that could have been potentially inspired from positive conduct, and as a result of our negative conduct or lack of positive conduct, not only did we affect our immediate surroundings, but those who could have learned from our immediate surroundings as well. We have to realize for the future that we carry a tremendous responsibility. We are a mamleches koyanim. We are a priestly kingdom, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam expects us to be his emissaries here in this world. That through our appropriate conduct, there should be those that learn from the way we conduct ourselves. There should be those that are positively inspired by the way we conduct ourselves. And that should have a ripple effect and inspire more and more people as people look on and learn from the people that we have inspired. So, our avodah needs to be to be conscious of the fact that we are always on display, and that's what we're here for. We're here to be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's role models, so that we can inspire others, and that those others can inspire others as well. There's one word I want to share with you. Another word.